Welcome back, everyone. And welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. 1 week ago, it was Constitution Day, where we are supposed to lift up, elevate, and remind ourselves that we are indeed a constitutional republic, a constitution that defines our rights, as well as limits the powers of the various branches of government. We have two retired judges from our third branch of government, the Article III branch of government, the federal judiciary. They are former District and Court of Appeals Judge John Tinder and former Court of Appeals Judge Diane Wood. Thank you both again for being here with me. Right before the break, Diane Wood, we started to address, and I queued up for our discussion, the fact that their Judge Esther Salas's son was murdered by someone who was targeting federal Judge Salas. The FBI and other reporting agencies from the federal government have been reporting just an explosion of direct threats to judges. This is also, though harder to find precise data, happening at the state court level as well. Are you hearing from colleagues that they're concerned, that are currently on the bench, that they're concerned for their safety? And what do you want Americans from any side of the political spectrum who are extremely frustrated with the courts? What do you want them to know? How do we move past this? How do we dial it back?
Sure. I mean, it's a great question. The tragedy that Judge Salas suffered, losing her only child, he's her only son, but her only child indeed, was similar to the tragedy that one of our colleagues suffered years earlier, Joan Lefkoe, who lost both her mother and her husband to a disgruntled litigant. And our society is plagued with violence, whether it's Charlie Kirk or whether it's the man who was trying to kill then candidate Trump. It's just unacceptable. We have to have better ways of resolving our differences. I will say I don't know a single judge who is influenced by this violence in the way that judge does the job. People take this job to be public servants. You certainly don't get rich doing it. You have a lot of work, but it's very important work. It keeps our society rolling along. Somebody has to resolve these cases, whether they're civil or criminal or whatever they may be, constitutional. And we try to do that. Now, what I do hear, I mean, the judges do take care to work with the federal marshals, who, in my experience, were absolutely wonderful to work with. They were under the technical supervision of the Department of Justice, but a more dedicated professional group you could not have asked for. And people do worry about their family members. There are these threats of people delivering pizzas, you know, to say, I know where you live. And it takes a lot to feel that maybe your family member is in some danger. And I remember even talking to my own children saying, don't open packages that are on the front doorstep. You've got to be careful. And they were. So what I'm hoping is that we can somehow, in this terrible atmosphere of widespread violence, realize that sitting down and talking to each other is a much better way to resolve these problems. That's what we did on the Court of Appeals. People were appointed, as is true with the Article III coalition, by every president you could think of. And three of us would sit down in the room, talk our way through the case. Disagreement was rare. I actually did a study of it at one point. I wrote an article and figured out that in only 3% of the cases did somebody even bother to write a separate opinion at the Court of Appeals level. And that's because the law was what was telling us what to do. And I should add for your audience that the Seventh Circuit, where we were both judges, covers Wisconsin and Illinois and Indiana. So we know your state very well.
Thank you so much for reminding me to tell folks that, having worked for Judge Kaney on the Seventh Circuit, I sometimes forget. Folks don't know that's the circuit that covers Wisconsin, and as you point out so rightly, Illinois and Indiana. Judge Tinder, I've shared this story before on the air. Judge Kaney, when I was interviewed, never asked me who I voted for, didn't ask me anything about my politics. He asked me about my legal research. He asked to look at some of my writing. We had a deep conversation about one of the more complicated opinions that he had authored that I had read in detail. I spoke with his clerks at length. We had similarly very bookish, very intellectual, very deep conversations about the law. I never once, ever heard him say, well, this is where we're going on this case. He simply wanted to know what I thought about it. He wanted to know what my thinking was. There was never even the slightest partisan tinge. There's one thing that you want listeners to know about the vast, vast, vast majority of federal judges across the country in every single circuit about how they approach cases. What is it, sir? Because I think this is the message that we need people to understand.
Well, sitting on the collegial court with people like Diane Wood and our colleagues, it was such a remarkable experience to me because I suspect Diane and I probably have never voted the same way in an election, maybe in our lives.
Probably.
But there was so much we agreed on. The areas where we differed. I came on, Diane had been on, 20 plus years by the time I came on. I felt like I was walking into some conversations that had been going on for 25, 30 years among my colleagues. But immediately I would know we agree on most all of this. And the areas we didn't agree, we discussed. And it was such a wonderful experience. And I wish the public could see the inside of it. And the end product of it, the written opinions, are what we think and what we believe. No one comes into it thinking we're going to come out that way. As we go through the process, we reach a result.
Folks, we're going to have to leave it there. Judges, it would be my highest honor if you would share some more of your time with us again soon.
Gladly.
Because I want people to understand how this works. I'm going to describe that a little bit on the other side, my experience as a federal appeals court clerk, and I'm going to read the letter that Judges Tinder and Diane Wood signed to support our Constitution and the independence of our federal judiciary. Stay with us. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.